After Jesus had gone back to heaven, his disciples stayed in Jerusalem waiting for God's Spirit. At this time, there was another religious holiday, and Jewish people from all over the world had come to Jerusalem to celebrate. One day, the disciples were gathered together in a room, and suddenly they heard a big noise like a strong wind, and what appeared like flames of fire came on each of the disciples, and they were filled with God's Spirit. And they began speaking in different languages about all the wonderful things God had done. When the people heard this, they came running and gathered outside. They asked, "How can we hear them speaking our own languages?" But some people laughed and they said they were drunk. Then Peter went out and said, "Listen up. They're not drunk. It's only 9 in the morning. What you see happening is what God promised through the prophets, that one day God's Spirit will come on his people and they will have dreams and visions." God sent Jesus as his promised Savior, and he proved this by doing many miracles. But you and your religious leaders killed him, and God raised him back to life. It is this Jesus who sent God's Spirit to us. Then the people asked him, "What should we do?" And Peter said, "Turn from your sins and turn back to God for the forgiveness of your sins. Receive God's Spirit and be baptized in the name of Jesus." That day, 3,000 people believed. They began meeting together and they were known as the church. They listened to the teachings of the disciples, they ate together, and they sold their properties and possessions and shared the money with those in need. People thought well of them and they became known as Christians. And every day, God kept adding more and more believers to their number.